Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, what a kick. What a kick for a guy like me. Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior and the Trump warrior and the guy who wrote Trump Rules, number one bestseller, number one again yesterday after my appearance on Steve Bannon's show. And what a kick. I mean, the Trump Rules was about the fact that from the age of 18 on, freshman at Columbia University, I studied the life of Donald Trump and I emulated him and modeled him and I became a kind of a mini version of him. Every bit of my success because of him. Best-selling books and TV shows and reality TV shows that I produced and starred in. And how about owning literally a publicly traded gaming company? I'm the number one shareholder. I mean, all of this sounds a lot like Trump. Matter of fact, happy birthday to my wonderful fiance, Cindy, one of the most beautiful ladies in the world. That's a Trump-like trait, right? Always marry up. Always marry one of the most beautiful women in the world. And I got to introduce to interview one-on-one with President Trump today. And so here's part one of the interview. Let me do the introduction. The best president of my lifetime, better even than my hero Ronald Reagan, arguably the greatest economic president in modern history, maybe in history, period, the warrior for the great American middle class, the 45th president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. How are you?
I'm very good, Wayne. Thank you very much. Boy, what an introduction. I appreciate it. That's really nice. Thank you.
It's been a while. Last time I saw you was at Mar-a-Lago about 2 years ago with our dear friend Lee Lipton. And that was a wonderful time I had with you. Some thank yous in order. I want to let you know that my audience is just in love with you. They think you are the greatest. They would do anything for you. I think you know 74 million people would run through a wall for you tomorrow if you asked them. So I just want you to know that we appreciate everything that you did as President of the United States, and you got to know that.
Well, I do, and I appreciate it, and your words I appreciate. And if you think about it, we got 63, and then we got almost 75 million votes. We got 12 million votes more. Somebody was saying, what was the difference between 2016 and 2020? I said, well, we did much better in 2020. We got 12 million votes more. We won that election, and it was a very, very sad day, I think, for this country. Very, very sad. And now you look at what's happening. But there are a lot of things going on about the election. You see that yourself.
Well, you know, since the election in November, you know, I do radio, national radio on this show, 5 days a week. It's been X amount of months. I did the math. 420 hours I've been on the air since the election. And I got to tell you, President Trump, 420 hours, I would say I've spent almost all of them explaining how I believe the election was rigged and stolen. And I know you believe the same thing. Everything, every factor on earth indicates that you won that election. And yet liberals refuse to believe. And you know what's the best sign? How angry they are when you bring up that you think the election's stolen. You're not allowed to talk about it. What do you think when you hear people say, oh, that was fair and square, Biden got 81 million votes, the most in history? What's your reaction?
Well, every single indicator, we won every state house. You know, they like to say, well, the people were more popular. Nobody even knew who the people were. Those people that got into the state houses say they won because of me. And we held Congress. You know what we did in Congress? We picked up 16 seats. They were supposed to lose 25 seats. They won 16. And the reason they won is that I made 56 town hall calls with thousands of people on those calls. Every single call won. Think of that. Every single call I made won. But we had the biggest vote. We had the biggest vote by far of any president, sitting president, not even close. And, you know, does anybody really believe that Biden got 80 million votes? And then you look at the swing states and you see that they had more votes than they had voters in some of the states. You know, we had states where you had more votes. Think of it. You have more votes than you had voters. So people went in to vote, you end up with more votes than what. And there are just horrible examples. And I could go on and on. If you win, you know the story, if you win Florida and Ohio, but especially right. if you win Florida, Ohio, and Iowa,
right.
And I won in landslides, if you win those states, you never lose. There's never been a president that lost. Well, I won them, and I won a lot more. When you win Alabama by the record, the highest vote ever, you don't lose Georgia. When you win South Carolina by you don't lose Georgia. You know, we could go on and on. And you now look at what's happening with Arizona. And I will say this, Wayne. The Arizona Republican senators are patriots. Karen Fan and
yes, they are.
All of them. They're patriots, what they're doing out there. I'm not involved in that. That's not my deal. They knew something was wrong. They knew I won the state big, and they said, how did he lose the state? And there's another thing where they held the House, they won this, they held everything. They won in big numbers, and they attribute that to me. And they said, well, how come we won? Nobody knew who many of them were, and they came to vote for Trump, and because of that, they won, and they said something's wrong here. And they're going through a forensic audit, and you know, I really look forward to the results. But also, if you look at New Hampshire, if you look at now what's happening in Georgia, it's
right.
it's really an amazing thing that's going on.
Let me tell you about Nevada. You wouldn't know this, but I on my radio show, you know, which is a national show, but we're the big dominant show in the afternoon drive in Las Vegas. And I said on the air, let's do a Trump parade. And 10,000 people showed up. Thousands of cars, yeah. 10,000 people. I did that three times before the election, and between 5,000 and 10,000 people showed up. Then Joe Biden himself showed up in Las Vegas, and there were eight people. Eight people.
No,
then he had a car parade.
He can't fill the circle.
Cars.
No,
it's unbelievable.
It was a disgraceful thing. Third world country. You look at the ballots, the millions and millions of ballots where they sent them all over the place. And, you know, many people got 3-4 ballots. I heard one person got 7. The whole thing, it was such a disgrace, such an embarrassment to our country. And look what's happened to our country. The borders are poor. We have people pouring in from their prisons. They're letting their prisoners out. You know, I don't know if you know, they have drug dealers, murderers, they're all pouring into our country. They come in the caravans and nobody notices them. They come in big numbers. So, and by the way, how smart are they? They let their, they don't want them. So they let MS-13 gang members that we brought out, they're now coming. You know, we brought in thousands and thousands of MS-13 gang members. We brought them back. Then they end the stay in Mexico policy. So now it's called stay in the United States. It's just outrageous. And they could have finished the wall in 1 month, but they said, first day, we're going to stop building the wall. And now the contractors are going to have a field day.
Well, look, you talk about the border, but you've got incredible, massive crime waves in every major city in this country.
Yep.
You've got Black Lives Matter that's itching to burn down and riot and loot and all the other horrible things that go with it. And you've got Jews being beaten up in the streets of Los Angeles and New York by Palestinians.
Yeah.
And you've got missile attacks in Israel all after Trump is gone. You think this is a coincidence?
It didn't happen when I was there. They wouldn't be sending thousands of rockets over Israel, missiles over Israel. That never happened. Look at China with Taiwan. China sending bombers over Taiwan. They never did that.
Right.
They respected us. And look at Russia circling Ukraine. All of these things that are happening now, nobody's seen things like this happen. And it should have never happened. And there are many, many others. You look at what Europe's doing to us on trade. You know, I had them in a position where we were all set to go. You know, we really built the economy. You were nice to mention the economy for the first 3 years, but we came up with a vaccine which was so big in less than 9 months, which, as you know, Fauci was saying would take 3 to 5 years, and you probably couldn't get it. And we did it in less than 9 months. But we built the economy twice. We built it before the pandemic, and then we built an economy where the stock market was actually higher after the pandemic. And the economy, well, I can't talk about the economy now because what they're doing is they want to raise taxes.
Tragic.
They want to put regulations back on. And if you look at the cost of lumber and the cost of gasoline and the cost of everything, it's gone through the roof. I don't know. It's very sad. Very sad. We had this thing like a fine-tuned anything you want to say that's truly fine-tuned. This economy was rocking, and I think you're going to have massive inflation right now. And if you do, I've seen what that can do. That will be a disaster for our country.
Well, you know, I'm a small businessman. I run multiple businesses. I know lots of small businessmen and women. I have lots of listeners on my show who are small business owners. Every one of them loves you. Every one of them had a fantastic 4 years. And every one of them is scared to death now. Not only that, taxes, regulations, the border, everything you name, oil prices, but they're also scared to death that, you know, President Biden could wind up locking down the economy again for something stupid. We didn't need to lock down the economy on a daily basis for months. What if it happens again? We need you back.
We did it
Everybody
just
wants
right.
you back.
Yeah, we did it just right. We closed, don't forget, we closed to China. Now everyone was saying that was a great move. But when I did it, everybody, Fauci, everybody, they didn't want to close it. I closed it at the end of January. That was very early. It was months before everybody agreed that was a great move. And then I closed it to Europe, too. And we would have been really in bed. You know, they were talking about 2.2 million people they thought were going to die. And, you know, it's a horrible thing, and China has to pay for it. And these guys are, the way they talk to China, China is not going to be paying for anything.
Well, you saw today.
It's a terrible
situation.
And I said Wuhan, and I said it came out of the labs, and now they're all.
Right.
And they said, because I said it, we're not going to go with that. Now they're all going with it, and they're trying to forget about it, but they're all going with it. Now they're saying it came. Of course it came out of the labs.
Of course it came out of the labs. And by the way, you must understand, after it came out of the lab, China saw people dying. They kept it quiet, and then they let their people board airplanes all over the world, including America, before you had a chance to close the airport. So where do you think it all came from? It was at that point. At that point, it became a purposeful attack on the Western world. So it wasn't just China's economy that was hurt. They figured they'd hurt everyone's economy.
All right, coming up next, part two of my interview with the 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. More with Wayne.
Hi, this is
Chase. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed the Trump interview and the Mike Lindell interview. WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. I want to thank the sponsor of the Donald Trump interview, the President Donald Trump interview, VRA Insider, one of the great investment newsletters in America today. Over 2,600% net gains over the last 7 years. He could prove all of it. Kip Herridge of VRA Insider, the most incredible stock picker I've ever seen, an economic guru I've ever seen, the Nostradamus of Wall Street. 2 weeks free for being a Wade Root fan. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. He made the interview possible. He sponsored the interview with President Donald J. Trump. Thank you, Kip. Thank you, VRAinsider.com. Without further ado, part two of my interview with the President of the United States. Here's my question for you. Look, we know the election was stolen. We know it was rigged. We know it was stolen. You and I are of the same mind. How do you stop the next election from being stolen? And the one after that and the one after that? What are we doing to prevent?
It's the biggest question that I have, and what is happening is states, because you need strength in a Mitch McConnell. You need to have stronger people. You need to have people that know what the hell they're doing, because they're getting taken to the cleaners.
Right.
You have to have strength. What's happening is a lot of the states, because they're seeing what's going on in Arizona and Georgia. They're seeing what's going on, frankly, in New Hampshire, which nobody even knew about. And 2 weeks ago, nobody even knew about New Hampshire. They were doing an audit.
Right.
Nobody knew about it. And the people up there, the MAGA people, if you want to call them that, the Trump people, your people, they're going wild up there, because their findings were horrible. They changed. It was in one county, and hundreds of votes were changed, which is a percentage that's massive. Because, it was a very tight race up there. So they changed that. So the people are very angry. Now they want to do the whole state because you'll see that one flips. They're all going to flip. I mean, every one of them.
But what's the solution so it doesn't happen?
I think the state government. Well, first of all, you can't let this federal legislation that the Democrats are putting forward pass. Number one,
of course,
okay,
that's it.
Because that would overrule what the states are doing. But if you look at what Texas has done, what Florida has done, and what many states, they have 41 states where they're run by Republicans or essentially run by Republicans, they're putting in legislation that's going to be very, very strong, stronger, frankly, than the federal government's going to be able to do because of leadership. They're putting in legislation that's very, very strong, but you can't let it get overridden by Pelosi and Schumer.
Which is what they want to try and do.
And if they do that, and I think that, you know, frankly, I think there's going to be a big problem because when people find out that all of these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that's destroying our country?
Well, that's the question. What happens when you find out that it was rigged and
it was
stolen? Well,
it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, you know, it's all I do is I sit back and watch, and other states now are doing the audits. And that includes, you know, states that I won. We don't view them too much, but I won Ohio by a lot, but they say I actually won it by much more. And Florida, too. You know, I won Florida by a record amount.
Yes, you did.
A lot, people said I won it by a lot more than that. You saw all the money they put into Florida. I still won it by a record amount. But a lot of people say that I won it by more. Many states that we won, they say we won it by a lot more. Pennsylvania, we were up 900,000 votes in Pennsylvania. All of a sudden, it was lost.
Well, you heard the attorney general.
Philadelphia. Check out Philadelphia. Check out what happened there with the vote watchers, where they were thrown out physically, thrown out of the building for days.
You were ahead literally by hundreds of thousands of votes in Pennsylvania,
right.
Insurmountable, and the attorney general announced at that moment, oh, we've got him. We know we're going to win Pennsylvania, the Democrat attorney general. That alone told me that it was rigged. How did he know? No matter what you were ahead by, he was going to come up with more mail-in
ballots. He knew because he knew what the count was.
Right.
They also stopped voting, many of the states, late, they counting votes, late in the evening, and then you saw these massive ballot drops. It is so corrupt. There's never been anything like it.
Right.
Everybody knows it. And the only difference between me and others is I say it. You know, Romney just raises his hand. I'd like to congratulate Obama. But, you know, that's not the way. This was a third world election. Worse.
Yes,
you want to know
worse.
The truth.
Banana
it
Republic.
Was worse.
All right. That was part two of my one-on-one with President Trump. Part three coming up next. We covered a whole range of topics, but this is the good one coming up next. Because the very last question I hit him with, I popped him with, baby, was he should run for the United States House, win big in Florida, and become the Speaker of the House of the United States Congress and torture Biden for the next 2 years, from 2022 to 2024. Watch Trump's reaction.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are marking this Memorial Day with far fewer coronavirus restrictions. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open to those fully vaccinated. Many have been filling up with flags and flowers over the holiday weekend. That's just one way to honor the fallen soldiers. Reaction from lawmakers continuing to come in over President Biden's proposed $6 trillion budget for the fiscal year 2020. The budget calls for increased spending on infrastructure, education, child care, and clean energy. Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas tells Fox News he believes,
"Well, this smells like inflation to me, and I think we begin these negotiations by telling the president, look, you think that this inflation is short-lived? You're throwing gasoline on the fire."
The Kansas Republican speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendova. Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number three and part three of my interview with President Trump coming up in just a second. Hopefully you heard hour number two, my interview with Mike Lindell. $1 million, not a bad figure, and maybe a lot more after he, hopefully he wins the Dominion lawsuit. Maybe he's worth an extra billion after that. We'll see. And I'm his new friend in Vegas. I'm hoping next time he comes, he shares, you know, a couple million with me at the craps table. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are that people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love, and you can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program for only a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Not outer body fat. I've only lost a few pounds on the scale. But as far as in my body, the dangerous kind of fat that you don't see, that you know, that's around your organs, 25 pounds of it is gone. And I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. Incredible. And everywhere I go, people go, you look great. You look thin. You lost weight. Oh, my God. You look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you. Don't you want to hear those compliments? I want my fans to look and feel the best of their lives so we can fight for America for years to come. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off. So all you have to do is say war and get 40% off. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So this is part three of my interview with President Donald J. Trump. You know that I wrote the book Trump Rules. He is my idol, my hero, my mentor, someone I've just idolized literally since I was a freshman, 18 years old at Columbia University, and I modeled my life after him. And almost every bit of my success is due to the Trump Rules that I studied and modeled from Trump, and I put that in book form. And that book went to number one yesterday in many categories at Amazon after my interview with Steve Bannon. So Trump is really just intertwined with my life. Part three of my interview with the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Let me tell you my perspective, because I don't think you know this about me, President Trump. Before I ever got into politics and conservative talk radio, I was one of the top sports gamblers and odds makers in Las Vegas and in America. And so I'm a lifelong sports bettor. And so I was making a big bet on you on election night. I'll bet you anything, you don't know this. On election night, I was watching intently for hours what bettors all over the world were saying and betting on you with their own money. And they're always notoriously right when they're watching the returns come in.
Yep.
Right? And you were ahead. First of all, you started the night as a slight underdog, which I thought was ridiculous. That's why I bet on you. Then you became a 2-to-1 favorite when they saw the returns coming in.
Right.
Then you were 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1, 6-to-1, 7-to-1. 8-to-1 landslide favorite at 1 in the morning on the East Coast. Bettors all over the world had realized when they watched the votes coming in that you were winning in a landslide, and it was over. And at that moment, at 1 in the morning, East Coast time, 5 states together announced they were going to stop the count. And the next morning, you suddenly had lost. It was the most obvious fix I've ever
seen
in my life.
It was a rigged election.
Yes.
And I saw that. In fact, other bettors, and they are good. You know, that's what they do. They started screaming, this election is rigged, because there was no way I could have lost the election. And they started saying, get out, this election is rigged. You heard that. I mean, many people were saying that. I found it hard to believe because, you know, being somewhat innocent, you and I, we assume that we have an election. You know, we put on a great campaign. I did 56 rallies. Everyone had 25, 30,000, probably averaged, I think, 30,000, 31,000 people around.
Amazing.
And in some cases, they were on one day's notice. Like when we went to Nevada, that was a one-day notice thing. We had 45,000 people out in the field.
Unreal.
And then we did with a great guy, you know, Don and the group over in
Don Ayers, a good friend of mine. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's great. They gave us his plant. That place, they had thousands of people, 10,000 people in the street outside the plant. You couldn't get in. Okay. So we won Nevada by, in our opinion, 250,000 votes. And you saw that. You saw the case. But the judges don't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. Because it's all, I tell you, the whole system is bacocked. It's a bad system. They didn't want to hear it.
Let me ask you a question here. It's very important get this out, because why didn't you use executive order to demand an end to ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and voter ID on federal elections? Why didn't you try that? I kept thinking if you would do that, you
well,
would have a chance.
You know what? It's a very interesting point. I don't know that it would have held up, but if in retrospect, who would have thought it could have been this crooked? Now, I predicted when they were doing, you know, they used COVID in order to cheat. Okay, that's number one. And nobody cheated like they did. And they did it by sending out, you know, millions and millions of ballots. And, you know, what happened to the ballots? Who the hell knows what happened to the ballots? But if you remember when I heard about this 9 months earlier, I said, this election is going to be a disaster. This is going to be the most corrupt. And the reason I said it is you look at local elections that were taking place in Pennsylvania, New York,
right,
small elections with ballots. They didn't even know who won. Nobody ever, they were missing ballots. I said, you mean you're going to do hundreds of millions? You're going to do tremendous, you know, 80 million, 160 million, 80 and 80. You're going to do 160 million. It's another interesting fact, by the way. If I got 75 million, he couldn't have gotten 81 million because of the number of voters. I don't know if you ever heard that stat.
Right.
But he couldn't have gotten 81 million because of the number of voters.
He got it because you combined the disaster of mail-in voting with no voter ID, and they could fake as many ballots as they wanted. Hey, last thing, and then I'll let you run. Last thing.
Go ahead.
I've got a strategy for you, okay? And I think it's a smart strategy. I want to get your reaction. Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024, but why not... why not run in 2022 for the United States Congress, a House seat in Florida? Win big, lead us to a dramatic landslide victory, taking the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House, lead the impeachment of Biden, and start criminal investigations against Biden. You'll wipe him out for his last 2 years,
so
and then you'll be president. Do it!
You know, it's very interesting. That's so interesting.
You'll be a folk hero.
And people have said, run for the Senate. Okay, run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting. Well, that's why you are you.
I'm telling you, speak it out.
That's very funny.
Perfect
that's
for
very
you.
Funny.
You'll open up criminal investigations against Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, it'll be the most fantastic thing any one of us
well,
has ever
seen. Well, it is a shame what's going on and how they use the prosecutors. You know, they've really politicized prosecutions now.
Of course.
It is a disgrace. What's happening in this country is a disgrace.
It's a
and I think the people
doing
are seeing
it.
Doing
it now in New York. You know, right now in New York. Right now in New York, they're doing it to you. It's a witch hunt. I'm from New York. You're from New York. I'm ashamed
to be
from New York.
It's a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country.
Right.
It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And the people know it. And I don't think they're going to take it. I'll tell you what. People are so tired of it. And people are angry. People are so angry. You know it better than anybody by your show. But people, you go outside, and there are Trump signs all over people's lawn. They never took them down because they know the election was a rigged election. They never took them down. So really, it's a disgrace. It's such an embarrassment and a disgrace to our country. Let's see how it turns out.
Rigged election, witch hunt, censorship on social media, lies in the media, distortions in the media, COVID. You battled everything, and I still believe to this day, I love Reagan. I believe you're the best president of my lifetime and the best conservative president ever. Love you. God bless you. You are the one.
Thank you, Wayne. You're a special guy and a great friend. Thank you very much. I'll see you soon.
All right, President Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Great to have him on. I had him on four times when he was running for president of the United States. But since he became president, I saw him several times down in Mar-a-Lago, and he chose me to speak as his opening speaker the first time he ever came back to Vegas as president of the United States. What a great honor that was. But I did not land an interview with him during his first term. So this is the first time I've had a chance to actually do a one-on-one interview since he was running for president of the United States. First of all, a couple things before I tell you a story about how I met Donald Trump. I think this is a great time to do that. VRA is the reason that we were able to do this interview. They sponsored this interview. I turned this interview into a TV video interview, and that'll be up in the next few days. My great friend Petar Lasik, my videographer of over 30 years since I was the anchorman on CNBC, and he was my producer, director, videographer, and cameraman, and he has traveled with me and been with me ever since, 35 years as friends. And he actually videotaped the entire interview. We're going to put that up in the next few days as soon as he gets the editing done.
And it was sponsored by, and this interview was sponsored by, with the President of the United States, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Kip Herridge. You know, I just keep collecting great friends. It's really one of the, you know, hey, this is funny, you know. I'm a positive thinker. I always see the glass half full. As you get older, what can you say, right? Is it funner to be 60 than 50? No. Is it funner to be 60 than 40? No. Is it funner to be 60 and 30? No. But, you know, there's a positive way to look at it. Each year I collect more great friends that you get to keep for the rest of your life. You know, when I was 20, I had like 10 great friends. Now that I'm 60, I have hundreds of great friends. It's really amazing. And I just click my heels how lucky I've been to have great friends like Kip Herridge. Kip is the owner and founder of Vertical Research Advisory, one of the great investment newsletters in America. And you can find them at VRAinsider.com. Starting to lose my voice. It's been a long day. VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free. He sponsored my interview one-on-one with President Trump. And you get 2 weeks free for being a fan of Wayne Root. Thank you, Kip. We'll be back in a sec. I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. One of my good buddies says the interview was a 10. I'm way too humble and way too hard on myself. I was telling him I give it an 8. Because, A, I was very nervous. I've never been nervous for an interview in my entire life. When I was an anchorman at CNBC, I met all the great athletes in the world. I was never, ever nervous. And on this show, I've had all the greats on this show, all the greats of politics and business, and never nervous. And I was just nervous today to hit a home run on this one. I wanted to make sure we got it right with the former president of the United States. And maybe if Mike Lindell's right, maybe he's the future president of the United States. Later on this summer, early this fall. Or certainly, I could be right, he's the future Speaker of the House. And then the President of the United States in 2024, we'll see. But number two, I had so many questions I wanted to get out that I never got out. So many more things I wanted to ask President Trump, but you just don't get an hour, you know, unfettered with the President of the United States. You don't get that. So you got to jam in everything you could possibly ask in the time you can ask, but I wanted to ask him about Israel, a little more in-depth about that, and I wanted to ask him about guns and the gun grabbers, and I wanted to ask him about social media censorship, among others. And we shall see if I get part two one of these days with President Trump. The interview is available online, you're telling me. Where is it available online? Where can they find it?
All right, so our good friend who normally posts your weekday and weekend podcast just sent me the link, and you can find that at Google Play, iTunes, all the happy places where you get all your audio from.
Oh, so. Well, you're talking about the Wayne Root Podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so the Trump interview is on the Wayne Root Podcast. You've already done that, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, and our friend over there has uploaded it. It's ready to go. Hey, can I ask you a question while I have
it? Wait, before I forget, I got to tell them the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
They'll miss it. It's the War Raw Podcast. And if you like my radio show, I will say you love my podcast. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. But this podcast is out with my interview with the President of the United States. Where do you get it? Anywhere you download podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Okay, now ask your question, Chris O'Sullivan.
Yeah, by the way, that was a fantastic interview. Well done to you and Angie. You guys really should feel proud of what you achieved today. So here's
Worked very hard on it. Very hard.
Here's my question for you, and I hear your labor as we speak. When you were done with that interview, what did you take away from it? As somebody who studied this man before office and after he was in office, in your analysis, what did you take away from the interview with the president?
He's a great man, and he's hurting. I mean, I could tell he's hurting. I could feel it. I've got a second sense about me. And I know when someone's hurting, he believes he's president of the United States. He knows it was stolen from him.
Right.
And legally, it's almost impossible to get it back. Maybe it is impossible to ever get it back, no matter what Mike Lindell says. Almost impossible, if not impossible. So he has to try all over again in 2024. He doesn't know if he'll ever get there. He knows that New York State's sick, vindictive, scummy communist scumbags are trying to indict him and ruin his life so he can never run again, because they know if he runs again, I'll put them all in prison. And if he runs again, he'll undo everything they've ever done, just like he undid everything Obama ever did, just like now Biden's trying to undo everything Trump's ever done. So, you know, he knows it's a big, 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 long haul, long journey ahead of him. I could read all that in his voice. I could feel that he got ripped off, and it's a terrible feeling. And he knows he won, and yet, you know, listen, I didn't need Mike Lindell to tell me. I knew. My gut, Wayne Allyn-Root's gut, said that Trump won the election 80 million plus to 60 million. And Mike Lindell, who has studied this with the great forensic auditing experts of the world, came up with the exact number that my gut said, 80 million to 60 million, a landslide in favor of Donald J. Trump, just as I predicted. I'd like to get my damn money back. I bet a lot of money on Trump. They stole it from me.
Well,
you know, not only did I pay them money, but I should have gotten paid money by them. So it was a double loss. So I take away that he's a great man. I take away he's in a lot of pain. I take away that he does want to make a comeback, to be the comeback kid and to reignite his name and to save America and make America great again.
I got one more.
How about those takeaways? There's a few.
And I got one more question for you. So
yes.
As a person who's been a student of what this man has done in his professional career, what does your gut tell you that he's going to do? If you had to read the tea leaves right now, you're a handicapper, you make money off this type of thing. What do you think he does?
I've already been right. I wrote Trump Rules, and it came out after he lost the election.
Right.
And everyone said to me, oh, big mistake. The book, first of all, it became a number one bestseller.
Fantastic.
Second of all, it just became another number one bestseller.
Right.
But third of all, I told everyone in interviews right after the election, I don't know if he's going to be able to overcome this. I don't know if he's going to be able to be the president. Maybe it's Biden who's the president. Trump has lost. I don't know if he can undo it. But he will come back in one way, form, or another, bigger than he's ever been. Bigger and better than he's ever been, because that's Donald Trump's history. You know, they laugh at liberals. Oh, he failed at this. He failed at that. He failed at casinos. He failed at Trump planes. But he's worth billions. He came back bigger every single time. He was down to his last dollars. He was negative $4 billion at one point. And he came back, and now he's worth positive $5 to $10 billion. So he always comes back bigger, and that's the point of my book, Trump Rules, which you can find, by the way, shameless plug, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. Trump Rules. One of the rules is to come back big time, to be the king of comebacks, to not see failure as a losing thing, but to learn from it and come back even bigger and keep your head up and dust yourself off and get back off the ground and get back on the horse. And it's the joy of failure. You got to learn from failure, and you got to use it as a stepping stone to achieve great things. So I think Trump, my prediction was right. Trump's already on the comeback trail. He's already changed his attitude, turned it all around. I think he's ready. He knows it's a long journey, but he's resolved that he's going to have to run for president again, I hope, with Ron DeSantis as VP. There's another topic I never got to. Ron DeSantis should be your VP, but we ran out of time. Wayne Allyn-Root, big day. Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States, and Wayne Allyn-Root. What an honor. Butcher's son. What a country. God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Call for details.